This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, in our Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world too via the satellite, plus to all of our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard too for keeping us free and safe. And to everybody, and I mean everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, regardless of what it is you're doing, thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Well, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, we're getting a little bit more information coming out of the al-Baghdadi raid, and we did mention to begin with this past hour that the dog that apparently was involved in the takedown of Baghdadi was actually named Conan, and this dog who was injured is back on duty, so thank God for small favors there, because I wonder how close the dog was when al-Baghdadi blew himself up.
Well, we're never going to know. The dog did not have, in this case, which is kind of interesting, the dog did not have a camera on. They normally do.
Yeah.
But he was hit by shrapnel. So, but
yeah.
He's been treated and apparently back with his handler.
Well, that's good. Now, the Kurdish general, his name is Abdi, has said that an informant played a key part in the intel in the Baghdadi raid. They had apparently inserted an intelligence source, an informant, deep inside the al-Baghdadi group, who was able to give them information as to his whereabouts.
Traveled with him.
Okay, and also he apparently, in order to identify them, was able to somehow or another sneak a pair of underwear, used underwear, and a sample of his blood to use it for the DNA when they had to identify him.
Well, I mean, we had all kinds of, they used biometrics, too. So they had several means by which to collect the DNA, but they had to compare it to something. So apparently they compared it to one of his wives that they had captured and late May.
Now, the president's saying that he may release the Baghdadi raid footage. I would not be surprised, but some of it, you say, did come out last night?
Yes.
All right. I saw something, but I didn't really see what the something was, because I wasn't able to see much of anything. So what did they release last night? Just a small snippet?
Yeah, I mean, it's clearly not the whole thing, but, you know, it's done through night vision, which you have to do, and so it's hard to tell, but, I mean, some of it did come out.
Now, they had quite a gunfight going on there, because apparently there was a pretty good size of force, individuals around al-Baghdadi, is that correct?
Correct.
Do we know the number?
We do not. They may give us some more of that later on, but we do not know how many of our forces or how many were on the ground in kind of their bad guy's tripwire, but there was a firefight, an on-ground firefight.
And I'm talking to Denise Simon from PhoneDisCode.com. Everybody go over to PhoneDisCode.com, sign up for her great articles, and you'll know what it is that's going on. Now, the president was in Chicago yesterday at the International Association of Chiefs of Police, and he had several things to say about Chicago, including the fact that Chicago is an embarrassment to the rest of the U.S. with the screwed-up deal they got going there, not only with guns and the Second Amendment, but also with the police chief and the different things. The mayor says you can't do this, you can't do that, ICE isn't welcome, the whole nine yards, right?
Correct.
So he picked the right place. And, oh, by the way, on the weekend, because the police chief, Eddie... what was his name? Eddie something?
Thompson, isn't it?
Okay, Eddie Thompson would not show up to meet the president. The police union took a vote of no confidence against the police chief. I don't know what that's going to mean, but sometimes it means that they have to they have to have a little discussion behind closed doors. We'll see how that works out. Now, we have an Army National Security Lieutenant Colonel who apparently listened to the Ukrainian call. I don't know if he listened online live or listened secondhand, but he's going to be testifying today in front of the shift group.
This one's kind of interesting. It almost defies any kind of logic, because one of the members of the National Security Council happens to be a Ukrainian American.
Yeah.
And he was part of the transaction. What part, we don't know, but he heard some things apparently in the phone call that disturbed him, or heard things about the phone call that disturbed him, and he reached out to some agency lawyers, but that's really about all we know. So whether there is testimony that moves ahead today or not with him is uncertain. Now, there was another one, I think his name is Kupperman, that was supposed to have testified yesterday. He was a no-show.
He was Bolton's assistant, right?
One of them.
Okay.
And he had actually filed a court complaint to see if he really had to testify or not.
Okay, hold the fort. Folks, we'll be right back with more. We're Denise Simon from PhoneDisCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversations with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, remember, you can go to my website, the Captain's America Third Watch, click on the USCCA logo link right there on the right tab, and when you do, a window will drop down, and it'll say, do you want to register for the free gun a day giveaway? Well, obviously, if you want to win a free gun, you're going to sign up and register for it. And after you get done doing that, then you might want to check and see the three levels of membership for the USCCA and consider becoming a member, because if you do, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff, including the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine, which also has savings in it every month. And you'll enjoy getting that because it's got something for everybody, whether you're a hunter, a fisherman, an archery purveyor, whatever you happen to be, whatever the weapon of choice is, including they have a large selection of knives and whatnot in there. You'll be able to check out and see whatever it is that you're interested in. And that's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com with the USCCA logo link, red, white, and blue, right there on the right tab. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Hello.
Now, in the grand scheme of things, we were just talking about this Lieutenant Colonel and what he thinks he might have heard or overheard or however that's going to work out. I really don't know, but I guess we'll find out when we find out. Moving along, I want to say that Adam Schiff has come out, Shifty Schiff, and he says that the White House is building a powerful impeachment case against them.
Well, look, Pelosi sends out a letter yesterday, dear colleague, and she, the first couple of paragraphs, she's, you know, slamming the Trump administration that they're, you know, concocted a false argument, blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
So what she's saying is that this week, quote, we will bring a resolution to the floor, meaning the whole House, that affirms the ongoing existing investigation that is currently being conducted by our committees as part of an impeachment inquiry, including requests for documents, subpoenas, for records, testimony, and any other investigative steps previously taken or to be taken as part of this investigation. This resolution establishes the procedure for the hearings that are open to the American people, authorizes the disclosure of depositions, transcripts, outlines procedures for transfer of evidence to the judiciary, as it considers potential articles of impeachment and sets forth due process rights for the president and his counsel. What? So those two paragraphs are designed to dispel any of the Trump people's, and I say that because you certainly got members of the Congress, the Republicans that are on the same side of the fight.
Right.
That she's trying to dispel all their arguments. So, the next paragraph, we are taking these steps to eliminate any doubt as to whether the Trump administration may withhold documents, prevent witness testimony, disregard duly authorized subpoenas, or continue obstructing the House of Representatives. Obstructing. And then she signs off with nobody's above the law. So, this is going to the full House, and what she's doing is she's attaching a stamp of authorization and formal impeachment inquiry, not impeachment. So she's legitimizing the work that they've been doing already.
Huh. All right. Now, remember the Nick Sandman case against the Washington Post?
Yeah, I think Washington Post and what else was it, New York Times?
Yeah. Well, a federal judge yesterday said that the Nick Sandman case against the Washington Post is still open and still moving along, slowly but moving along.
Well, I think what he did, I haven't read it, so I might get some of this wrong, but there was a possibility that parts of the lawsuit would not be accepted. Other parts could. So he is keeping parts of the lawsuit alive. He didn't throw it out. So that's a good thing.
Okay, now... apparently, there's a little contest going back and forth of some sort of challenging between Attorney General Bill Barr and James Comey, because Attorney General Barr yesterday defended the Durham probe and slammed James Comey after some barbs were tossed back at him from Comey and some other folks.
Well, here's what it needs to be understood. Barr is not running the investigation here.
Right.
Durham is. Now, Barr has traveled with Durham, or Durham has traveled with Barr, when they went to a couple of international locations, at least of which is Italy, and that was to make formal introductions that if we need your assistance, if we need evidence, if we need this and this, please see that you can cooperate, but your point person is Durham. So Durham's running things. I mean, Barr's given Durham all authorization that he wants. And apparently as a result of the visit, the most recent visit to Italy, where there was some interrogatories done and some testimonies given and some and harder evidence, is where it was decided that it has now gone to a criminal case. And that points apparently to at least one, but possibly two or more at the FBI, whether they're present FBI or post employees of the FBI, we do not know yet.
Huh. Okay. would it surprise you if I told you that J.P. Morgan is talking about leaving New York for Dallas?
No.
Apparently the grass is greener in Dallas, the big D down there, so that's apparently what they're up to.
Now, taxes.
Huh? Yeah, taxes is right. Now, the other thing is we heard yesterday that Jeff Sessions might run for his old Senate seat. This was Politico reporting this.
Okay.
What do you think?
I think Jeff has given up his time. I think the old boy needs to retire and kind of move on.
All righty. And we've got an interesting situation going on right now. Are you following baseball at all?
No.
Okay. Your team's not in it, though, right?
No.
Because we've got the Houston Astros back in Houston. They're up 1-3-2, and the Washington Nationals are coming to town. That could be an interesting game.
Yes, indeed.
So if you were polling for a team, who would you be polling for right now? And by the way, the Nationals and their fans booed President Trump the other night?
They did?
Wow.
And then they chanted, lock him up.
Yeah. Yep. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, I guess payback is hell, right?
Yeah. We'll see.
All right. And Andrew, I'm sorry, Mr. Alan Dershowitz talked about the impeachment process as all a partisan effort on the part of the Democrats just trying to get the Republicans. And he mentioned the fact that there's a possibility that based on the procedure and the way that this thing's been put together, that this whole thing could be challenged in court and could find its way all the way to the Supreme Court.
Well, that's right. I mean, people need to necessarily understand that the top law enforcement officer of the land is the president,
right.
Not Barr. It's
right.
The president.
Mm-hmm.
The president has extraordinary power, as we saw with Obama. I mean, you know, I think if anybody abused his power, he did. But that is the complaint by Schiff and Pelosi on Trump.
Okay. I don't disagree with you with any of that. So we'll see where we go. And by the way, the North Carolina judges down there, their appellate court, threw out the entire congressional map in the state of North Carolina and says, try it again.
Well, the Carolinas, you know, are very interesting because they're there's a big attempt to turn the Carolinas blue.
Yeah.
Just like they have been doing with Texas. So it's very interesting.
All righty. We'll let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
All right. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, sign up for her great articles, and find out what it is that she's talking about every day, and you'll be one leg up on everybody that's out there in la-la land, because, again, we talked about some stuff yesterday that came to light later on in the day, but we got it out there first, and some people heard it, and then they ran with it. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Wildfires continue to burn in Sonoma, California. There's been a bit of a break in the wind, but it's expected to kick up later in the week. More than 10,000 students across the Santa Monica and Malibu areas forced to stay home Monday after being alerted that all schools in their district would be closed because of the Getty Fire and all the smoke. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi setting a vote for an impeachment resolution later this week. Alabama Congressman Republican Mo Brooks reacts.
I want to thank Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff if they're going to quit doing all these proceedings behind closed doors.
And a stock market surge, your 401k in the green, China trade talks and interest rate cuts drive markets up. On Wall Street, the Dow up 132 points, the NASDAQ up almost 83, the S&P 500 up almost 17 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bank. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our second Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, as always. And we're going to hear from them. They're going to tell us all about why you should consider becoming an aviation maintenance tech. And here we go with their story right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now listen up, guys and gals, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. More of you have chosen to go to technical schools to learn a trade that in most cases you'll come out and you'll jump into when you get out of high school. But what you don't know is that you're going to start out as an apprentice and you're probably going to start out as an 80 percenter. So that $12 an hour quickly becomes $9.60 an hour.
at $15 an hour quickly becomes $12 an hour. You get where I'm going with all this. And in most cases, the college degree that you would have gotten would have actually paid you more money, but you chose not to do it. Well, how about choosing to do this? How about consider becoming an aviation maintenance tech? Because National Aviation Academy can fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of $50,000 per year or more. Now, they have two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, which is right outside Boston. The other one in Clearwater, Florida, which is right here in Tampa Bay. All you've got to do to find out more is to give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Now, you can check them out online at naa.edu, but after you've done that, give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Again, the website, naa.edu, the phone number, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. You'd be glad you did. Now, the Army is finding new ways to airdrop loads, large and small, even in the urban terrain around the world. And a host of smarticles could give soldiers shape-shifting robots for future missions. Soldiers today can launch pocket-sized drones to check out terrain ahead of them. But if a promising Army project proves out, a future soldier might deploy a host of shape-shifting particles that form themselves into whatever they need to accomplish the mission. Wow, that's science fiction, isn't it? And as Army weapons officials near the end of a bold effort to arm close combat units with next-generation squad weapons, we hear about new details which have emerged about the program's elusive 6.8-millimeter ammo designed to pierce enemy body armor. Also, the aircraft carrier Abraham Lincoln will have to stay overseas a little bit longer while its replacement, the aircraft carrier Harry S. Truman, is down for maintenance, and the flat top Gerald R. Ford is delayed again, or should I say still. But the Navy's fixing its readiness woes, so says the Vice Chief of Naval Operations Admiral Bob Burke. Now, the Navy's newest aircraft carrier left to Virginia Shipyard and returned to sea for more tests on Friday, just days after fresh concerns were raised in Washington over when the highly advanced ship will be ready for combat. We are talking about the Gerald R. Ford. Isn't that something? Still trying to get it going. By the way, a top Navy official suggested that the service is reconsidering its long-stated goal of a 355-ship fleet, floating the idea that a number of around 310 ships would be about the best they could do with the current funding projections that are currently sitting there. And let's not forget that the newest commissioned littoral combat ship, the Indianapolis, was commissioned at Burns Harbor in Lake Michigan, and that vessel will be headed out to sea, out through the Great Lakes, and out up the St. Lawrence Seaway. Now, the Air Force just received its Mad Max-like laser, Dune Buggy, which is going to be used to shoot down drones. The Air Force's newest weapon brings the pew-pew of high-energy lasers to a vehicle that looks like it came right out of a Mad Max movie. I've seen the vehicle, and when you see it, you'll know what I'm talking about. Now, the U.S. Air Force is also officially putting down its money to buy two different models of light attack aircraft. We'll see how that works out. And the Marines have opened an investigation. The Government Accountability Office opened an investigation as a result of at least eight Army and Marine Corps training deaths that have occurred so far in 2019. the GAO and the House Armed Services Committee announced this last Thursday. And a new order now requires Marines to start out processing earlier. A new rules, which tax on an additional 6 months, where Marines fake their out processing classes. Wow. It adds more time to the mix. Okay. By the way, veterans, the VA is processing more appeals. That's thanks to a new system. The Board of Veterans Appeals processed 11% more decisions and held 38% more hearings in fiscal 2019 than 2018. This was thanks in part to a new congressionally mandated appeals structure, and that's a good thing. Almost 200 veterans from Iraq and families of the troops killed in action have signed on to a lawsuit accusing five major pharmaceutical and medical supply companies of doing business with terrorist groups that targeted U.S. service members in the early days of Operation Iraqi Freedom. That sounds like that's going to be an interesting one. And, of course, for nearly four dozen recipients of the nation's highest honor for military valor, a whirlwind week last week, sharing their collective histories. They were all here in Tampa. The Congressional Medal of Honor winners. What a group of individuals. What a group of individuals. And many companies still struggle to translate military skills into corporate assignments, but retired Army Lieutenant Colonel J.C. Glick argues that most business leaders would be better off focusing on what veterans can learn rather than what they've already done. By the way, remember Sully, the service dog for former President George W. Bush, the late former President George H.W. Bush? Well, a program that trains and replaces service dogs with disabled military veterans has commissioned a statue of the late George H.W. Bush's service dog for the 41st President's Library. How about that? How about that? Pretty neat, huh? Yep, pretty neat. Now, the three biggest obstacles facing the counter-drone market are the law, the nature of the threat, and the technology itself. Because in fairness, those are the obstacles to the adoption of most of any of the national security technology that's out there. We'll find out more about that in the weeks to come. In addition, the Pentagon's efforts to build a new ICBM just took another step towards a non-competitive sole source award. And a prospective lone bidder just came under federal investigation for anti-competitive behavior. Wow. And that's Northrop. Isn't that something? We'll see how that plays out. All right. Well, we're coming back with my buddy Chris Markowski. Don't go anywhere. Chris and I are going to be talking about a lot of different things, including a lot of stuff going on with the economy right now. It's not looking too bad again. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And there's my uptown girl herself right there, Donna Fiducia. She and her husband, Don, right there in Carrollton, Georgia, listening to us on AM 1330 WLBB. And that's just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this discussion that I have coming up here with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our good friends at Relief Factor. Again, if you're struggling with pain of any type, arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches and pains, knees, joints, whatever it might happen to be, then let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away. Many people, including myself, found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. And I can tell you that the 1995 3-week quick start will get it all going for you, the quick start plan. Now, you order that by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. It is not a narcotic. It's all natural. It's good for you. It will reduce the swelling that I have in my ankles. I'm sure it'll reduce swelling for you, too. It'll just take the pain away. And I'm telling you, you take it three packets a day, four little capsules in a packet, and it works for you. I don't know how to explain it other than to tell you that 80% of the people that buy it stay on it.
At least so far, that's the numbers we got coming from my program. So that's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. What do you got to lose but pain? All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning there, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Well, you know, what would you say if I told you that Tom Steyer spent $30 million so far on advertising, and he was only gathering 3% of the vote?
Oh, sounds like somebody's got money to burn. What do you think?
Apparently, but it's not working, is it?
No, it's not. But, you know, it's, listen, Tom Steyer, listen, I even forgot that. You mentioned his name this morning. I forgot he was still running, to be quite honest with you.
Well, I didn't think he was in, but apparently he is. But, of course, they're changing the next couple of debates to make it a little bit tougher. But he's still in for whatever reason.
Yep, he's still in, and whatever reason, I guess he's obviously pushing his agenda, which is perpetual climate change stuff all the time. So, yeah, we'll see how that works out.
Now, Amazon recently lost out on a cloud deal with the Pentagon. And I don't know if this means a legal challenge or what, but I'm going to read the headline, and then you and I can kind of decipher what this is all about. Amazon could soon challenge the loss of a $10 billion Pentagon cloud deal. Does that mean they're going to challenge it in court?
Maybe. Listen, Amazon, their biggest business, and interestingly enough, they came out with earnings numbers yesterday. Their biggest business happens to be cloud computing, and they actually do the contract for the government. People always think of Amazon and buying stuff online, but where they make their real money, quite honestly, is their cloud computing services. So I'm not familiar with the intricacies of this deal or how it was laid out, but yeah, they handle a lot of the top secret stuff with the government.
Now, we've got Florida detention centers down here, which have been publicized for all the wrong reasons down here. As a matter of fact, some of what was said about what was going on down here just wasn't true, number one. The Department of Health and Human Services has ended the contract for the Florida detention centers.
Okay, what does this mean? I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know if it means they're going to close them or what it means they're going to do, but they've ended the contract for the people that are in there. It's privately controlled. I don't know if they're going to close them down or open them up again. We're not. It's not being told to us whatever's going on.
Huh. I mean, there seems to be a lot of, a big push for a lot of criminal justice reform all around the country, and it's one of the things that Donald Trump is actually being heralded for. It was this past week he was in South Carolina, and in various different communities down there are basically applauding him for his trying to get rid of non-violent offenders out of jail. Prisons around the country, they're moving a shuttle out of these things down. Here in New York, Matt, I don't know if you're aware of this, they shut down Rikers Island.
Yeah, I did hear that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, mainly heading towards that, prison, reform. They want to shut down some of these facilities. There's always been some debate as whether or not the private prisons and facilities are the way to go.
And I'm talking to Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website is watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there and check out all the great things he does. Okay, would it surprise you if I told you there's a poll out there that says 70% of the millennials would vote for socialism if the vote were held today?
Yeah, this is the problem with these polls. Most kids out there don't even understand what socialism is. So people need to think of socialism.
Free stuff, Chris, free stuff.
Yeah, that's how they look at it. They don't look at it as an economic system. They look at it as free college and not having to pay their tuition. They don't understand what socialism is. I equate socialism 2019 going into 2020, and it's this is the scary part about it, as hope and change. Just as much as hope and change with Barack Obama didn't mean anything. There was no meaning to it. It was whatever you wanted it to mean to you and whatever your wants and needs were. Mm-hmm. That's the same thing that kids are utilizing socialism with. They just think they're going to get something for free, and that's not what socialism is.
Yeah. By the way, Apple challenged a smart home dominance in the market by Amazon and Google. The iPhone maker's effort in smart home devices rivals both Amazon and Google. Apple's trying to do a lot better. I don't have access to something like that, but I have seen the ads on TV for the smart homes and the smartphones.
Yeah, the big news when it comes to technology this week is the streaming wars are going to get that much more intense with Disney streaming service coming out. Apple's streaming service is going to come out this week as well, and how this is going to affect the other players right now. And as far as technology is concerned, that's the big story for the week is, well, you call it technology. It's also entertainment as well as the direction for streaming services.
Right. Now, yesterday, the Standard & Poor's 500 set a record high. Nobody saw that coming.
Well, no. I think, you know, people, you know, saw that the fact that if earnings came in fairly decent, and in particular in regards to some of the industrial companies, you could definitely see the markets tick up to some degree. You know, it's interesting about the trade wars that we've been talking about for the past couple years. And we were told that it was going to be gloom and doom, and companies weren't going to be able to make it, and they weren't going to be able to post profits. And I mean, it's just patently absurd, you know, it really is, because everybody and all these industrial companies have managed to do just fine in the face of this. And if we can get some sort of trade deal done, then we might be off to the races when it comes to the economy moving forward.
Now, J.P. Morgan is weighing shifting thousands of jobs out of New York City. That won't do much to help Manhattan, will it?
No, it's been a trend that the AllianceBernstein and other companies have moved out, and they've given people options to go elsewhere. I think I might have mentioned this last year when they moved to Nashville. You get big midtown financial firms looking to get out, and again, it's very expensive. Taxes are very high. They keep raising taxes. They raise the taxes on real estate and the transfer tax, which is something that you have to pay when you sell your house. It's got nuts, and people eventually they hit a point in time where it's all they can take, and they want to move.
Now I got a question for you from Ben. Ben's in Chicago. Ben is saying, how safe is Ford's 6.7 dividend yield?
Oof. Again, once you start seeing dividends tick up to that level, it might make you a little bit nervous moving forward. At least it does to me. And you have to take a look at the internals a little bit. I know the stocks are getting hit to some degree, and obviously they're talking about issues with the UAW that they might have there moving forward. But, you know, these stocks come down, and obviously these yields come up. At some point in time, Ford may come out and say, hey, we're going to have to take some of that dividend and have to start spending a little bit more on capital expenditures moving forward to try to develop our product line. So, yeah, that's something you want to put on a watch list.
All righty, Mr. Chris, got to let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody. Watchdog on WallStreet.com, the website. Chris Markowski. By the way, coming back with Ron Edwards. Ron will be in England again today. We'll try to see if we can get a hold of him. The other day, he was way out in the middle of nowhere in Scotland. That's how come we couldn't get him on the phone, and he couldn't get us, and we couldn't hear him. So that was that. But today, he's back in England. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.